721, my friend Will Stevens, Murfreesboro Mayor Plus. He's joining us this morning. Will, hey, pal. Long time no talk. You been well?
Yeah, I've been good, Tom. Always good to catch up with you, and thanks for the invitation.
Well, I know you've been busy. I've been watching your press releases, Southwest Connector. I know you had an important meeting come up. I was wondering if there was anything new that we could share on that project.
We had a meeting this past Tuesday in Chester at the Randolph County Courthouse, and IDOT made a presentation about the $6 million appropriation, $3 million from the state and $3 million from the federal government, and exactly how they are going to be spending that money. And they're going to be spending that money on what's called a planning and environmental linkages study. This is a this is engineering, to really boil it down to the most basic thing. Because of all the new green laws, this is sort of an additional step that needs to be done as a part of the engineering, and it's going to create a report that will help us move the project forward, specifically for the area between Pinckneyville and Waterloo. And so we're very excited about it. It is the first time in over 20 years that there's been any real funding for the advancement of the Southwest Connector. And well, I'm just thankful. I say it over and over again. I'm thankful to Senator Durbin for shepherding the $3 million federal earmark into the budget, and to Governor Pritzker and Secretary Osmond for allocating $3 million from the state to help as well.
Did you see any additional funding for this project in the current budget? The one just passed and about to be signed?
Well, let's say yes is the answer to that, but it's kind of a long story. I'll try to make it short. There has been a $15 million appropriation in the state budget for several years now that we have been unsuccessful in getting released. One thing that I don't think a lot of people realize is there's all sorts of things in the Illinois budget that there isn't really money to pay for. And so this last budget cycle, the one that was just adopted this past week, there's $15 million for the Southwest Connector, and that language previously had said that it had to be used for a Phase 1 engineering study. We were able to convince the House Speaker, Christopher Welch, to change that language. It now says for all costs associated with the Southwest Connector. And so, Speaker Welch is being helpful. I know that he is aware of the project and I think supports the project, and so he's trying to make that money a little bit more flexible for us so that we can get it released and potentially use it for some construction north of Murfreesboro.
Now, to do that, though, they've got to put money in the column.
Well, right. And one thing that, again, I will repeat is that there's about $1 billion worth of spending in the Illinois budget that there isn't an appropriation for. And it could be for all sorts of things all across the state of Illinois. Last year, we did get a commitment from the House Speaker to, advocate for the release of those funds, and I'm pretty confident we're going to be able to get them released.
All right. Now, other issues in the session, in particular the grocery store tax. Do you know how much the grocery store tax generated for your municipality?
Well, it's kind of difficult to say because, the grocery tax is sort of lumped in with the rest of your retail sales tax. And if there's a report out there that shows how much came from groceries and how much came from other things, I'm not aware of it. I think in talking with my city CPA and looking at some things that were released by the Illinois Municipal League, the grocery tax elimination would cost the city of Murfreesboro somewhere between $100K and $200K a year. That's, again, kind of a best guess estimate, and we're just going to kind of have to see what happens in some of these other towns. Murfreesboro's on a calendar year budget. This isn't going to take effect until, I think, 2026. It's not going to have an immediate effective date, so we're going to have some time to sort of study the numbers and see whether we want to, readopt that locally or not.
What would $200,000 in municipal city income loss mean? I'm worst case scenario this, so.
Well, it's a $5.5 million annual budget. It's not a devastating loss to us, but it certainly would mean that we'd have to be a lot more careful in what we were doing. I mean, there's just less play in the steering, you know, to use an imperfect metaphor. Would we have to lay anybody off or do something along those lines? I don't think so, but we probably wouldn't be able to do, you know, additional infrastructure work. We wouldn't be able to pour the sidewalks we want to pour. And we certainly wouldn't be able to, you know, save for a rainy day in the way that we like to.
Now, there was the other issue, and it's been an ongoing issue that you and other mayors across the state are aware of, and that's the LGDF. And I had a conversation with Brad Cole yesterday morning and said they have gotten the willingness to negotiate and try to bring that back up to 10%. You're watching that too, I assume.
Yes, I always get the updates, and I think Director Cole does a great job in keeping all the municipalities updated on, you know, the various lobbying efforts that are going on our behalf. You know, I think every city's in a different situation. Murfreesboro has been, whether you want to say blessed or lucky, fortunate, whatever, that we have seen, you know, significant retail sales tax growth over the last 4 or 5 years. And so we are not in a dire straits position as we were, say, 10 or 12 years ago. But at the same time, we, of course, would like to see an increase in the LGDF reimbursement from the state because it just helps us. And really, I come back to the infrastructure. Every one of, you know, Murfreesboro-sized cities in Southern Illinois has massive infrastructure upgrades and improvements that needs to be done, and that revenue would help get that done.
Do you think those two things are linked right now, the willingness to talk about the LGDF and the acknowledgement of the absence or potential absence of municipality tax, that that's actually, you know, like some certain level of understanding from Springfield from the situation they've left municipalities in?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, if you remember during COVID, whenever the grocery sales tax was rescinded for a period of time, the state backfilled through general revenue funds to municipalities to keep them whole. There are a lot of members of the General Assembly that are former mayors and former members of city councils, and so I don't think that they've got a deaf ear or, you know, a lack of understanding about, you know, the challenges that, you know, our communities face. And so I think there's a reason why that they tailored the language such that, you know, you don't have to go to referendum, even non-home rule communities. So I think at the end of the day that those were indications that they're aware of the potential ramifications.
You know, sorry I wasn't able to make it over the celebration for Big Twist and Mellow Fellow's historical marker. You know, Larry and I didn't call him that, of course. I was kind of an adopted kid, I guess, of sort, because I was probably about 19, 18 years old, something like that. But, you know, when I looked at the verbiage on the historical marker, I thought, wow, that's really good. It's really kind of gets everybody's name on there because it was a group effort. I thought it was pretty well done.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. You know, our musicians are important, and it's important to recognize those folks that sort of like create our culture. And, you know, I'm a big believer in celebrating, you know, our hometown heroes. And to me, that's what Big Twist Nolan represented. There's nobody, you know, that had a link to Murfreesboro who toured as extensively because of their music than he did. I mean, all of Europe, all of Canada, 40-plus U.S. states, all the Caribbean islands, 4 studio albums. And so it was something I'd wanted to do for a long time, and we had about 400 people come out for it. And so I think it speaks to the impact and the size of his personality that, you know, he's been passed away since 1990, and still so many people came from so far away.
Yeah, and it was fun.
It was weird, great fun.
You know, I've hung around with, you know, a few people here and there, and there are some people that you're like, oh, boy, look at the time, I need to be going. And there are others where you just never want the party to end. He was one of the latter.
Absolutely. And, you know, his surviving children, all 5 of them, some of which still live in Murfreesboro, some of them came in from Chicago and Michigan and other places. You could sort of see the, you know, inherited personality that all of them have, and the ability to just be magnetic in a room full of people. And so I really enjoyed that part of it. Terry Ogolini from Dowell, Illinois, was in town and enjoyed spending time talking with him. You know, a lot of interesting stories when you spend two decades on the road.
There are a lot of interesting stories, but statute of limitations is crucial in this conversation, especially when I was at my age and some of the foolishness I was partaking in with the guys. So, yeah, we'll just move right along. Thank you very much. You know, the other thing is, here we are, you know, the unofficial beginning of summer this past weekend and getting underway. And, of course, you've got, you know, you've got a lot of plans for summer. I'm wondering whether it's barbecue in the, later in the year, of course. What's next for Murfreesboro fun-wise? Cruise night, car show, what's next?
Yep, you teed it up nicely for me. The cruise nights continue the first Saturday of every month, starting at about 4 p.m. around the Courthouse Square. 200-plus classic cars downtown. Our August Sunset Concert Series will once again happen Thursday nights, starting at 6:30 p.m. until 8:30. Our Farmers Market just kicked off last Saturday. They have live music every week, and it's sort of under some new management and direction, and we're happy about that. You know, of course, you talked about the barbecue cook-off, of course, Apple Festival later in the year. There's just always a lot going on in Murfreesboro, and I'm always have to say thanks to the volunteers that make it happen. I get credit for a lot of things that happen in this town that I don't have, you know, really anything to do with directly, and so I'm just thankful for the people that make them happen.
Yeah, you do. You've got a lot of volunteer happy people over there, we'll call it, for lack of a better word. Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens. Thanks, Will. 7:33.